This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. Welcome to Enterprise Biz Bites. It is a gloomy, gloomy Thursday afternoon, the 27th of May. My name is Audrey Raj, and with me on the show today is
Frida Liu, the ray of sunshine after yesterday's exciting stories.
Yes, and that is exactly what we're going to be talking about today. The endless refresh on Waisak Day for most of us Malaysians. We are asking you,
were you able to successfully get a booking for AstraZeneca via the JKJAVMY
website yesterday.
Yeah, so let us know. There's a poll happening on Twitter, on Instagram, you know, options. The options on Twitter right now, yes, straight away, yes, after a while, no, not at all, didn't even try. And also you can chat with us over WhatsApp 018-789-8899.
Also on the show today, since we're talking about website design and crashes and hanging websites, we've got a little story about what McDonald's did with BTS. Yes,
yeah.
And the results of that. And of course, we'll give you a bit of an update about how some employers are just blatantly ignoring the work from home order by the government, and how the WFW, or working from home, workers.
Okay, WFW. Okay.
Yeah, is helping solve that. So all that and more. Plus, we have the David Bowie, U2, and Kiss on the show today. But of course, we are asking you today if you were able to successfully get a booking for AstraZeneca yesterday. And yeah, I mean, like, how could we not talk about this today, right?
So what happened was, this time around, instead of limiting the opt-in to people in the Klang Valley, 1 million slots were open to those over 18 living in Kuala Lumpur, Selangor, Penang, Johor and Sarawak. A previous registration drive for those over 60 opened on May 23rd, where more than 200,000 of the initial 1.2 million slots were taken.
Yeah, so while many anticipated technical glitches to get in the way, they were, of course, not ready to face it multiple times, as the system evidently buckled under the frenzy of people trying to get a slot for a shot, you know, leaving many people with their hopes dashed.
Some on social media has said that they tried booking many times, but their efforts proved to be in vain when the registration site closed around 1:30 p.m. on Wednesday. That was yesterday. So didn't even get to book, tried many times and failed.
Yeah, many blame the website's technical flaws, with many expressing their frustration, telling the COVID-19 Immunization Task Force, or CITF, to fix the site before launching it for public use.
So the process was filled with challenges from the get-go, with the registration kickoff delayed by 15 minutes as the technical team worked to update the site at vaccinecovid.gov.my. The CITF released a tweet minutes before the initial start time at noon to tell users that the site will only be ready by 12:15 p.m. But even at the revised time, applicants complained about receiving a notification telling them they've been blocked from the registration site.
If I'm not mistaken, even at about 12:25, close to 12, after 12:25 is when it actually opened. I don't know, that was for me in my experience. There were also those who received a message indicating that there were too many requests to access the site. The site was finally accessible at about 12:20, according to this article that we've pulled out. But the problems did not end there. You know, from then on, there were endless complaints about applicants not being able to click on their respective states to get on the page with the appointment grid. This also happened on Sunday, if I'm not mistaken. There were also complaints of applicants not receiving a message after completing their registration, leaving them wondering if their applications went through. We will have an update on that in just a bit. However, there were those who successfully managed to register as well.
So close to 1 p.m, CITF tweeted that more than 300,000 of the slots up for grabs had already been taken. Barely half an hour later, the high hopes of applicants came crashing down as the CITF announced that registration was closed. It is uncertain if all the slots made available in this round were taken up.
So comparatively, registrations closed after about 3.5 hours in the first round of the AZ opt-in program that happened early May, right? With all 268,800 slots taken, and some applicants were put on the waiting list. So the whole experience yesterday left a large number of hopeful applicants frustrated.
There were suggestions for the CITF to improve the process, with some saying that the problem could have been avoided if registration was staggered according to age and state, should not have had multiple states registering on the same day. It's impossible for the server to cope with such high volume. And this is from Anita Wong on Facebook.
Yeah. So, I mean, following, you know, what happened yesterday, yeah, there are quite a few updates to cover in today's news, right? Frida, let's do the first
one. Okay, so the first update is now there have been some updates, right? And the COVID-19 CITF said it viewed seriously the technical hiccups that occurred during the booking of the second round opt-in AZ vaccine appointment slots
yesterday afternoon. Yeah.
So in a statement, CITF said they would take actions against relevant parties as involved public and national interests. They said, we apologise for any inconvenience faced by public. We would like to reiterate that those who have registered under the National COVID-19 Immunization Programme, PIC, another acronym, will still be vaccinated, especially when the vaccination process is expedited in the coming months.
So here's, I guess, a more positive update that just surfaced this morning. Check your MySejahtera app, people. Some users are reporting that despite yesterday's issues, they now have an appointment date in their app, even if they didn't get the confirmation on the website. So to those who tried to register yesterday and think you failed, try checking your MySejahtera app today. It might have actually gone through. You may have gotten an appointment date. Also, try later if nothing is on your MySejahtera for now. Keep trying and hoping that that despite the broken links yesterday, you may have gotten your date. Basically what we're trying to say is at the end of the process, if you've managed to successfully click your date and click I'm not a robot and actually submit, sometimes you would have come to an error message or it would have just refreshed the page and you went back to the normal page. But just check, even if you didn't receive that thank you notification on the final page yesterday, you may have gotten a slot. If you can't find anything in your MySejahtera app right now, check again later today. That's what we're saying.
Right.
Now, this whole experience yesterday for many of us left us with many questions.
Right.
Why did we have to do something like this? Why was it so troublesome? Why did it keep breaking down? And why was it that some people managed to sign up 4 people at one go and others couldn't even get in after hours? Maybe. So, I mean, like, we have so many questions about this and we are not the tech experts here.
Right.
So when we come back after the break, we'll be speaking to someone who will be able to give us the answers behind why we had to go through what we did yesterday. And if there is actually a better way for us to have signed up in the numbers that in the droves that wanted the AZ vaccine, is there a better way that we could have gone about doing this? But on the show, we are asking you today, were you able to successfully get a booking for AstraZeneca via the website yesterday? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also chime in on the conversation on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. But for now, here's David Bowie with Ziggy Stardust on this gloomy, gloomy Thursday afternoon. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Best for money. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about the endless refresh.
Right. Were you able to successfully get a booking for AstraZeneca on their site yesterday? Quick look at the poll results on Twitter. No, not at all. 51.9%. Yes, after a while, 26.8%. Yes, straight away, 3.3%. Didn't even try, 18%.
Right. Over on Instagram, we have 71% who said no, 29% who said yes, they managed to get through. Mm. And we have a couple of messages. Do we want to read some before?
Yeah. Okay. So someone had an interesting comment here from Kwong. I don't know if it's a mister. They should have staggered the registration according to zone or age group to prevent the whole system crashing. It reflects the poor oversight of those who manage the system. Here from Gentleman John, AstraZeneca vaccine registration, why is it not for every state? Why is it an 18, 25-year-old in Klang Valley? Valley, Penang, Johor prioritised over 50-something in other states like Negeri Sembilan seems very unfair to me. Mm. Interesting comments. And then here's a very interesting one from David Chow. He sent me his screenshot and his appointment is scheduled for 12-12-0007. I don't know what year that is. Oh, well, I do.
It's a long time ago.
It's a long time ago.
I think he's already missed his appointment. But that is a screenshot of his MySejahtera app, right?
Yes. Well, not his, of another person.
Of another person's. Mm. Ha, you see? Mm. All right. Well, we are asking you today if you were able to successfully register for an AstraZeneca jab yesterday. Get in touch with us and tell us your experience. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp, at BFM Radio on Twitter and on Instagram. Now, we obviously don't know all the technicalities behind the issues that were raised yesterday. So we've managed to get hold of someone to give us a helping hand and give us his thoughts on some of the issues from yesterday. So on the line with us, we have tech entrepreneur and CEO of Pixelworks Creative, Inbaraj Supaya. Pixelworks is a boutique digital creative agency in Malaysia providing full-scale digital solutions such as web design and development, app development, social media marketing, video production, photography, and much more. So Inbaraj should be able to answer some of our questions. Thank you for staying on the line with us. Now, we know that when many people try to access a website, it's likely to crash. So what, in your opinion, caused yesterday's crash with the AZ registration, Inbaraj?
Well, I guess it's just incompetence, because it's 2021, building a website that can handle millions, you know, of people, high traffic, shouldn't be hard, right? It should be fairly simple. I think a lot of other websites can do that in Malaysia. I mean, you don't have to look outside, right? So many Malaysian companies, even startups, have handled high traffic. We have a lot of e-commerce players here that, you know, we always hear about their sales and all that and how they handle millions in traffic. So it shouldn't be very hard. I guess you just have to engage the right people to do it. Mm. But if you look at a project like this, a very critical project by the government, you expect them to hire the most talented people to build it, right? So when it crashes like that, it's just very disappointing.
Okay. In Inbaraj, there were plenty of people saying that past the website were running free versions of certain software. Were these observations accurate, and what difference does it make?
About the free elements, I'm not very sure about that. I think the design was free, the template. I mean, that's quite common. Mm. I think, you know, using a template to design a website, especially if you need to quickly launch something,
right.
That's quite common. People do that. But I think what's important is the backend, the framework, the codes that they use. I think that's more important. And based on what I've seen so far, it seems like the website was not built properly. So just not the design. Mm. I think the construction of the website itself, how it was built. And I think the other thing is probably the server setup, right? I think that wasn't done properly. Some people are saying that they were using a free version of Cloudflare, which is a CDN service. I don't think that's the case. I think it's just the way the servers are set up probably was not set up properly to handle that traffic.
Right, okay. Now, why at this stage are we still having difficulties being able to register? Now, how could we streamline this process?
Well, if you ask me, we shouldn't be registering at all. I think, you know, everyone should be given the vaccine, right? I don't know why we're even entertaining people who don't want the vaccine. I mean, in this country, suicide is illegal. So if you try to kill yourself, the police will arrest you. So why are people allowed to opt out of vaccine, in vaccination, right? So if someone refused to get the vaccine, that means they're endangering themselves and the people around them. So by right, you know, that should be made illegal and everyone should just get the vaccine. But, you know, if you have to have this registration process, I would say make it simple, right? We actually, people who want the vaccine, we have already registered through MySejahtera. Mm. It's already there, the registration. All they have to do is add an opt-in button. I mean, that's what I've been saying since day one, right? Mm. When you look at MySejahtera, when you register for the vaccine, then you have to fill up this form, right? Which asks you whether, do you want the vaccine and blah, 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 and all these other questions. All they have to do is add a new question and says, are you okay with the AstraZeneca vaccine if it's available to you? And you just say yes if you want it, and if you don't want it, say no. So it could have been as simple as just adding a question into that list or adding an extra button to opt in instead of building an entirely separate website and making people go through this whole Hunger Games thing, which is terrible to see. It's terrible to watch, you know, people fighting, competing to get that slot, right, to get the vaccine so that they can save themselves. It's just a very sad thing to see.
District 13 lah. So, Inbaraj, how difficult would it be to incorporate an opt-in button to the MySejahtera app?
Yeah, like you just suggested.
Yeah, so like I said earlier, you know, just adding an extra button to the existing MySujathra app should be fairly easy. The MySujathra team is, you know, always upgrading the app. If I'm sure you're using the app, you know, every few weeks once, they, you know, they add a new feature, they keep updating, they keep fixing the bugs. So adding an extra question for the AstraZeneca vaccine or an extra button to opt in, you know, should be fairly easy. So you don't really need to spend, you know, 70 million ringgit to build an entirely different website just to make these appointments. Unless the 70 million already includes MySujathra, you know, then you should keep your cost low, right? Instead of building a separate website for the AstraZeneca vaccine, just put it into the existing queue. I mean, the whole problem I heard was, I think people were not very confident about AstraZeneca vaccine. So then they decided to do this whole extra voluntary vaccination, right? But, you know, you could have just done it through the same queue. You just ask people whether they're okay with the other vaccine or they want to continue queuing with the, I mean, queuing up for the earlier one, right? The Pfizer. So that should be an easy thing to do. But, you know, they always try to do it the hard way.
Okay. 70 million, you brought it up. Given that the website was supposed to have been built for a cost of 70 million ringgit, is it worth that much? Why or why not?
This is a bit hard to answer. Cost of the website, definitely a huge number. Very hard to justify this kind of numbers. Of course, you know, it's very hard for us to evaluate without seeing the full scope and you know, what is being built for, right? We're just judging it based on the very simple document that we've seen online. But still, I would personally think this is a huge number. It'll be very hard for anyone to justify this kind of numbers. But in Malaysia, we've seen, you know, stuff like this. So many other websites built for the government, you know, it's costed 20, 30 million ringgit, and some of them never even went live. So to say 70 million for an appointment booking website, I think a lot of app developers out there will be probably just laughing. But yeah, it's an insane number.
Okay, now, if you were to have created the website, what might have you have done differently?
Of course, the separate website is totally unnecessary. If you ask me, it should have been just part of MySujathra. But if you really have to do this separate website for the AstraZeneca vaccination, I would have done it in a much simpler way. Just let anyone register first. It doesn't have to be a Hunger Games, you know, lottery type where you have to be the first to register within a certain amount of time. You know, you don't have to do that. You just let anyone who wants it to register at any time. It doesn't have to be a specific time or for a specific group. Anybody can register. You have all the data on the back end. You know exactly who registered when, at what time, from which location, and what's their age and everything else that you need. And you assign the appointments accordingly, right? Or if you want, if you need the people to log in and select their own location or their own appointment date and time, all you have to do is just ask people to register first. You select the first 200,000 or 300,000 or first 1 million, email them, tell them, hey, congratulations, you're selected for the AstraZeneca vaccination. Now click here, tell us, you know, where you want to get the, your vaccination from, your location and your date and time, blah, 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 and get it done. Then only the people who are selected will be doing that extra process, right? You don't need the whole country trying to log in into a website. And then trying to get the appointment location and date and all that stuff and trying to, you know, to try like 20 times to prove to the form that you're not a robot. You don't need to do all that. And you don't need millions of people going to this website and crashing it, right? So you could have done it in a much simpler way. And, you know, then the rest, you just put them in a waiting list. And then when the next batch of vaccines become available, give it to them. So by now, you should have just allowed everyone to register for AstraZeneca instead of opening up the registration in stages, which I think is ridiculous.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for that, Inbaraj. That was tech entrepreneur and CEO of Pixelworks Creative, Inbaraj Supaya. And I believe Inbaraj is not alone in the way he feels about this. I think there were many people left frustrated after yesterday's experience. But if you didn't hear us earlier before the break, you should check your MySujathra app. If you tried yesterday and you didn't get to that final page, if something hung or you got an error message or anything like that, just keep checking your MySujathra app for the rest of the day, because those who apparently failed to register yesterday or thought they failed to register, they actually received their appointment confirmation on the app today. So there might be some good news for you by the end of the day. So do that. Of course, we are asking you on the show today, were you able to successfully get a booking for AstraZeneca via the JKJAVMY website yesterday? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also chime in on the conversation. We have a poll happening on Twitter and on Instagram. At BFM Radio is our handle. But for now, here's the with This Is The Day. This is the day you check your app. Maybe yesterday wasn't your day, but this is the day. We'll be back with a story about McDonald's, BTS, and another website problem. All that and more on Enterprise BizBytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.